from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology, and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hello, America. Hope you're having a happy 4th of July lengthy weekend. I can't find anybody around. Most of the friends I know have taken off to the beach, to their camp, or taken a little long weekend, 4th of July on a Thursday. A lot of businesses gave you Friday off. Most public employees got Friday off. And so it's a four-day weekend, and I hope you're enjoying yourself and finding some things to do with your family and getting out and about. We're going to talk about the 4th of July here in the program and also some of the other relevant issues. This weekend was probably the definitive weekend in the Battle of the Civil War. Got some guests on. We'll talk about that a little later on the program. If you've been following the George Zimmerman trial, the Trayvon Martin murder, or the Trayvon Martin shooting, let's say, as I have, and as most of America have, we've seen this week go by where the prosecution has finished their case. They put on a cross-section of witnesses. Some didn't turn out so good for them. And they ended up with the mother of Trayvon Martin. Her name is Sabrina Fulton. And she said, "I heard my son screaming." She identified the screamer who was trying to save his life, supposedly, of her son. But we have George Zimmerman's father, who identifies the voice as his son. So you've got conflicting opinions there, and that's something the jury is going to have to consider. Now, here's why I'm bringing this up. Here's what concerns me quite deeply. This is an issue that affects every American. Their words are important, but the judge in the case refuses to allow testimony from the state audio experts. They've got audio experts that have listened repeatedly. And they made a decision, happened to be that the cries belong, it's irrelevant what was said, but the judge says the jury cannot hear the experts who went through all the testimony. They're going to keep that from the jury, you see? They're going to keep all that from the jury. My concern is, why do we fight so hard to keep things from the jury? Let the jury hear everything. I mean, we must think the jurors are basically stupid. They're not very bright. Another way, in my opinion, to get better verdicts would be to stop treating jurors like children. Nowadays, you get picked for a jury. The courts forbid them to read newspapers. They can't discuss their deliberations with their friends and family members. And when we've got these trials of the century, they don't hear all the information. Why would we want to shield jurors from perfectly good reasoning just because it happens to arise not in the courtroom? I mean, we make informed judgments all the time. We consider a variety of things all the time, and we make our decisions. You know, you're going to buy a house. You want to hear everything about what the neighbors say about the house and what your experts say about the house, and you make an informed decision based on all your knowledge. But in juries, we keep so much away from the jury, and that's what's happening in this Trayvon Martin case. I don't know if we're going to hear a fair verdict. If the judge keeps out part of the evidence, then how can the jury be fair? Prosecutors in many parts of the country, not in all parts of the country, but in many parts of the country, don't look at the standard of trying to find justice, and that's their duty, isn't it? The duty of the prosecutor is to determine justice, not to get convictions, not to pull out any stops they want. There's something called Brady versus Maryland. That's a major Supreme Court decision. And what it says is, if there's anything favorable to the defense, you got to give it to them. Prosecutors in a number of jurisdictions, not everyone, but in a number of jurisdictions, violate that law all the time. I'll tell you, it hits home to us down here in Louisiana, because New Orleans is the cesspool of prosecutorial misconduct at both the federal level and the state level. You just can't trust what happens down there. Terrible, terrible example that went to the U.S. Supreme Court, a guy named Dan Bright. And how I know so much about this case is that the foreman of the jury, name was Kathleen Norman. Quite a story. Kathleen Norman is the foreman of the jury, convicts this guy Bright of murder, then sends him to death. She leads the fight to sentence him to death. but she has an uneasy feeling about it. She talks to another lawyer, and they kind of get working on it. This is the foreman of the jury that sent this guy to death. And after he serves about 20 years in jail, they finally determine that through all these years, the FBI had documents in their file that pointed, they had witnesses who said, no, it wasn't Dan Bright, it was somebody else. And they fought to suppress this evidence. And that's just outrageous. That's just outrageous that we can't be fair and have all the information laid out on the table. That's what a juror is supposed to do. Consider all the evidence. You know, we trust the jurors to sort out the good reasoning and the bad reasoning in the courtroom, the things they've heard. Why wouldn't we not trust them to sort out bad reasoning and good reasoning on the editorial page, what they read in the paper, what they hear? Why are we working so hard to conceal evidence from the jury? We do it all the time. I mean, jurors are not, you know, a lot of people fight to get off the jury. But once they get on there, you get 12 people. As long as they've got all the information, they usually can make an asserted, informative verdict that makes sense. Most of the time, the systems work if they have all the information at hand. And here we go with Trayvon Martin. Here we go in the George Jim Zimmerman case. You've got state experts in the state of Florida. They're trained to look into the electronics, to listen to the tapes, make a determination as to who they think the voice is. Or maybe they say, we can't tell. Well, that's informative information for the jury. Then they've got to, you know, Trayvon Martin's mama is certainly going to say she loves her son. She's clouded about exactly what happened. She doesn't know what happened. And she thinks she hears Trayvon's voice on the tape crying for help. George Zimmerman's family, same approach. They love their son. The son says he's trying to protect himself, to keep from, he's in imminent danger, and they think that's his voice. And I don't think they're lying just to protect their sons or their either one. I think they are maybe clouded, and it's just hard to tell who's telling the truth. So you got an experts with the state of Florida who say they're audio experts, and they should make a determination. They've made a determination as to who the cries belong to. But the judge says, oh, no, you can't. We can't have the experts. We're going to have Mama, who was not there and only hears what everybody else is hearing. Oh, that's my son. That's my son. And you got Dad on the Zimmerman side. Oh, that's my son. That's my son. The experts? No, you can't hear that. You can't hear that. And that's just not. Judges shouldn't do that kind of thing. Lay it all out. What are you afraid of? What are prosecutors afraid of? And what are these judges that make these decisions afraid of? They afraid that the jury is just too dumb to make a decision? If you put out all the information on the table, then you've got 12 people trying to reach a verdict, trying to get together and find out what works. And we don't take that attitude in America. You see, the Supreme Court, time and time again, has found convictions they have overturned because the jury wasn't given all the information. And in what we may have is the same problem in the Trayvon Martin case here. However the verdict comes out, there may be an appeal based on the fact that the jury wasn't given all the evidence, that evidence was kept from the jury. That's exactly what's happening in the Martin case, and that's what exactly happens in way too many cases throughout this country today. Now, I'm not beating up on all the prosecutors. There's some excellent prosecutors. You know them. I know them in my community, my home of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, in the state court at least. I found that there's good prosecutors that open up their files and share all the information. But in many instances, we don't do that. And this Martin case, Trayvon Martin Zimmerman case, is tainted already, because all the evidence has not been laid on the table. Hey, we'll come back and talk about the 4th of July. Check out my website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Sign up for my regular newsletters. I write a column every week about some of the things we'll be talking about today. You'll have some fun again. www.jimbrownusa.com. Fresh up your coffee. We'll be right back.
Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
If you're a contractor working at homes built before 1978, you could be fined. Fined up to $37,500.
$37,500
per day
per violation.
If you're a landlord or property manager with rental properties,
built before 1978,
you too could be fined.
Fined up to $37,500.
$37,500.
We're Kachina.
Kachina Lead Paint Solutions.
Helping contractors and landlords
comply with the new lead paint laws.
Avoid the penalties.
If you work on pre-78 houses,
you must certify your firm.
You must be a certified renovator to test for lead paint.
If positive,
you must use lead safe work practices.
You must keep a tight paper trail in case of an audit.
This law is enforced by the EPA or your state.
If you remodel or rent properties built before 78,
call Kachina for free information
and a free phone audit.
Call 888-800-5224.
888-800-5224.
KachinaLeadPaintSolutions.com.
Call us free.
The audit is free.
888-800-5224.
Kachina Lead Paint Solutions.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, one of the biggest festivals in the entire nation is happening down in my part of the country, down in New Orleans. Now, New Orleans is packed with several hundred thousand people attending the annual Essence Festival. This is a massive festival down there that takes over that city and puts in hundreds of millions of dollars as major entertainers from all over the country come in to perform. It's going on this weekend. You listeners down there at KBEL, 1240 AM, certainly know what I'm talking about. We've got a number of stations in the New Orleans area down there that listen to us regularly. And we're glad to have you be a part of it all. So any event, let's see, KAGY, 1510 a.m., a lot of listeners down there in our New Orleans market. The Essence Festival draws a huge gathering in. I'm hoping to go down this evening. It ends to this evening. Beyonce kicks things off. She's the last singer. The problem is she doesn't come on the stage at the Superdome in New Orleans until 10:30 tonight. 10:30. Now, you know, I can stay up. I go out to dinner a lot at night, but 10:30 is kind of pushing the envelope for an old guy like me. And so I'm going to give it my best shot, and I'm going to be there at the concert, but I hope I can make it through the whole evening. Look, with the way that arena, that the Superdome is going to be jumping and jiving, I'm sure it'll be electric enough to keep me interested and keep me on stove. Let me tell you why I bring this up, because a lot of you have festivals all over the country, but one thing that is particularly interesting is that a large group of participants, Master P, you've heard of Master P, he's one of the older rap artists. He has been around a long time and been one of the most successful, probably has had more staying power than the other rapper or African-American artist that operates in this part of the country, really all over the country. Master P is a national figure that has had huge influence on rap music and is certainly performing again this year at the Essence Festival. What he's doing, though, he's been very instrumental in having a separate family empowerment seminar. They take it down to the convention center, the Ernest Morial Convention Center, named after a former mayor of New Orleans, is a massive facility of, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of square feet, but it can take conventions of 100,000 people without blinking an eye, feed them and everything down there right on the river. In any event, they've taken over the Morial Convention Center. They have a whole panel of speakers on family empowerment, the importance of family, the importance of education. Master P is the coordinator for all this, and thousands of families have signed up to be part of these activities. They come, husband and wife come, or the mama comes, or the dad comes, and they listen to the lessons of family and education and the importance of pulling these together and being an integral part of a family, whether it be black or white. Again, Master Percy Miller is his real name. He's from here in Louisiana, here from Baton Rouge. And his daughter, who's a major singer now, lives in Southern California. Symphonique Miller and his son, Romero Miller, both are singers and have developed quite a successful career all over the country. But their focus in New Orleans is to bring families in, come to the Essence Festival. Pack the Superdome, 80,000 people there over this weekend. But then you mothers and dads, come on over. You kids, come on over to the Empowerment Festival right there in the same area. You can walk any place down there. That's the wonderful thing about New Orleans. Any place you go, hotels, a Superdome, the convention center, you can walk just a few blocks any place there. And in any event, my hat goes off to Master P for taking this on. Great to have the music, but let's talk about a family core. Let's talk about family values, keeping families together, educating your kids, keeping them in school. Interesting that Master P's kids both said, look, my dad, he said, here's what Miller says, is when people think of hip-hop as being ignorant, we're changing that. My son and my daughter, they're going to college. We're preparing them for careers and help them take their lives to the next level. And Romero Miller said that dad always said that we put school first. People may not have known, but I always went to regular school. I had to get A's and B's while I was making music and movies if I wanted to go on tour. Symphony Miller was in the Nickelodeon series a lot of our kids watch. In any event, Master P has been a great influence. Let me give you a personal observation, too, if I can, in terms of things that I want to talk about some more in the weeks to come. I'm going to try to write a column about this week about race relations in this country today. You know, this Voting Rights Act was thrown out, and a lot of people say, oh, it's the end to justice for African Americans in this country, and race relations have never been poor. And I'm not sure that's the case, but I'm going to try to explore it in a future column. Again, you can get it off my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. But Master P had a Christmas party some years back. And again, this guy has made hundreds of millions of dollars. If you're not into rap music, Master P has been one of the icons. So has it here in my home in Louisiana. I, at the time, was serving as the state's insurance commissioner, and I got an invitation to his Christmas party. I think the fellow that was kind of organizing and putting it on knew me and said, let's have a few state officials there. I had not ever met Master P. So we go to the Christmas party with my wife. It was a wonderful fair, great music, wonderful food. Met Master P. Could not have been more of a gentleman. I'm sure he was briefed, but by my friend, Commissioner Brown, I follow your career. You got a chance to really move up in politics, and sure admire you. And well, maybe he did, maybe he didn't, but I was flattered by it. But here's what I thought was interesting. I saw a great number of very well-dressed, interesting African-American businessmen and women in my hometown. I never see them, have no relationship, don't interact, don't see them where I go eat or where I go in various locations. It pointed out to me a disconnect. Introduced myself, met a number of doctors, met real estate agents, met insurance agents that came up and knew I was the insurance commissioner. A number of people that I just did not know that well. You know what it struck me, too, in terms of politics itself? I've got some good friends that always supported me in the African-American community. Legislatures went back 20 and 30 years. Then it dawned on me, you know, do they have kids? Do they have a wife? I don't know. They don't know much about me, and I don't know much about them. So a lot of times, any built-in opinions, even that go to prejudices, are based on a lack of understanding and knowledge. We just don't, you know, we know our neighbors, and sometimes we'll come across individuals not within our spectrum. And I say that, you know, whether you're Caucasian, whether you're Hispanic, African, Indian, whatever it is. And as you experience your relationships and meet other people, you find you got some things in common and you get along pretty well. And one of the problems, I think, and I take it on myself, is the problem for me is that I've not reached out quite as much. Master P really opened up my eyes in terms of the fact there's some pretty interesting people out there, pretty accomplished people out there. Maybe they're not exactly like me. Maybe they can teach me a few things, too, along the line. So, any event, Master P performs tonight. Beyonce at 10:30. Old guys like me, Jim Brown. If I'm still up, I'm going to be there at the concert. I'll tell you all about it next week. Hey, going to take a break right now. Come back and talk about July the 4th. Jim Brown here on the Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. You can see my latest column this week and have some fun there, too. Freshen up your coffee, and I'll be right back on the Common Sense Show.
Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, if you listen to our show regularly, we talk a little history every week. I'm kind of an amateur historian, don't know a lot, but we focus a lot, as we did last week, on the Civil War, some of the big battles that are being remembered this week, particularly at Gettysburg and Vicksburg in the U.S. And if you go back over history, a number of individual battles have had the effect of changing the whole focus of that part of the world, actually changing the world in general, going back many, many years. Interesting new book called Moment of Battle, the 20 clashes that changed the world. James Lacy and Williamson Murray are the authors. You can find out all about the book, by the way, on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Got Jim Lacy joining us here right now. He is obviously an accomplished historian. He's a defense analyst who's written for Time, National Review, Foreign Affairs, and he teaches right now at the Marine Corps War College at Georgetown University. Glad to have him here with us. Jim, welcome to the Common Sense Show.
Thank you for having me. Glad to be here.
I don't think a lot of people, you know, some of these battles go back, and unless you really spend a lot of time in history, you may have some limited knowledge about the names when you talk about Trafalgar and Dien Bien Phu and the obviously Midway, more so to the U.S. that hits home. But I don't think there's the understanding about in how some of these battles can actually change the entire course of history. You've written before about Marathon, for example, involving the Greeks and the Persians. And most of us really can't identify thinking that a battle like that can really change the focus of Western civilization. These battles really have a major effect on changing history, don't they?
Yes. That doesn't mean every battle has a major effect on changing history, but some do. I mean, maybe we could have gone to 25 and added a few more, because one of the big complaints everyone seems to have on Amazon is that their favorite battle didn't make it into the list. But, you know, we had a print somewhere. But these battles actually made up the world we currently live in. And many people have not heard of them. Matter of fact, when I said I was going to do this project, another historian that I work with came in and said, you know, Gracie's already done that. I said, well, Gracie's forgotten, and most people don't even know. And he wrote in the 1850s. He said, what's in there, or remembers any of the battles he wrote about? And we have some overlap, but not a lot. He said, well, I've been studying military history for 40 years, and I know them. And I said, all right, I'll list them off here for you, and you tell me which ones you know about. And he only went 6 for 15. So a lot of these battles are forgotten. I mean, we don't teach this kind of history in the schools anymore, if we ever did. So,
Yeah, history doesn't seem to be on the front. Yeah, history doesn't seem to be on the front burner quite as much. So, well, I want to talk about some of the specific battles. But let me ask you this: did you find when you to pick these battles? Do they each stand alone based on specific circumstances, or are there any common elements you can identify that kind of bind all these battles together? I mean, can you learn from history? Can you learn from what happened in these battles of, say, 1,000 years ago or 500 years ago that make it relevant for your teaching today? What common threads run through the battles that you picked?
Well, you know, it's hard to get common threads in specific battles. And, you know, the nature of war doesn't change, so you could always study them to see what happens. But most historians today, and all the historians getting PhDs today, have been brought up in a school of history or called the Annals School that says great men and great events don't matter to history, that there's sweep of history is so big and so overwhelming, we'd be where we are today no matter if any of these battles were fought or if a Churchill was born or a Hitler was born. Those people, for good or bad, had no effect. What we wanted to do in this book was counter that and say, wait a minute, if the Greeks, 10,000 Athenians, had been wiped out at Marathon, democracy would have ended there. You know, it was the only place democracy was in the world. Free markets would have ended. Everything we know about Greek playwrights and art that has come down to us, our Western culture and our Western civilization, would have vanished on that spot. Historians say, other historians say, well, Sophocles would have been born, and Aristotle, and Plato, and Socrates, and but they would have been, if they were born, they would have been born under a tyrannical empire, which would not have given them the freedom of, you know, the mental freedom to roam and create in their minds the great ideas that have made Western civilization. If the Romans had not lost 3 legions on the other side of the Rhine in 9 AD, then maybe Germany would have been a Roman province. There would be no Latin Teutonic divide that plagued Europe in the 20th century. It was up to the Elbe, maybe the Vistula River, it would have been all Latinized. How that would have changed the world is still anyone's guess. That it would have been, the world would be remarkably different is almost unchallengeable.
Well, let me ask you about a couple of battles you listed. For example, most of us have a good knowledge and understand that the Roman Empire was a massive influence on our history that dominated so much of the world. And so tell us about the major battle there as an example that caused the demise of the Roman Empire. And who do they fight against? And who were the barbarians that brought them down? And what shape did that put the world in when Rome did fall?
Okay. Well, the demise of the empire is typically historians typically say it began really with at the Battle of Adrianople in the and towards the end of the 4th century when the Goths wiped out the Roman army in the field of battle, mostly cavalry. Now, there's a lot of new history that's going around this, and Rome did manage to hang on for another 2 generations. But from that point on, the Roman army was not what it used to be. Barbarians could not be stopped from coming across the Rhine and the Danube in great numbers. That opened up the tax-producing states, so Rome was never able to collect enough taxes to rebuild and recover. Little different in the eastern section, though, they actually paid the Goths to leave the Balkans and head over towards the western states and do as much damage as they could. The same thing they did when the Huns came through. If Rome had won at the Battle of Adrianople, they probably had a very good chance of stabilizing the Danube and the Rhine frontiers. And the Roman Empire could conceivably have gone on, the Western Roman Empire could conceivably have gone on for as long as the Eastern Roman Empire did. Rome had had major problems before. Go ahead.
Yeah, did your research and writing about the Adrianople campaign, you know, our vision, most Americans out there like saw the movie Gladiator, and the Romans they were the civilized group, they were organized, they were disciplined, and the picture we get of the Huns and the barbarians, the Gothic barbarians, are these, you know, almost like Neanderthal men coming out, and was it that stark of differences? Was Germany, for example, that barbaric compared to what happened in Rome at that time? Is that a fair picture? Because that's the picture most of us have.
It's a very hard picture. Now, Gladiator, that's filmed during the reign of Marcus Aurelius a couple hundred years earlier. The Goths that were coming at this period had been dealing with the Roman Empire for a long time. Their generals had been Roman officers in the Roman army. Many of their soldiers had been in the Roman army. So there's a certain degree of Romanization that has happened to the barbarians, and that's what made them so dangerous. They were no longer these on disciplined masses. They were well-trained. They had been trained in the best military schools in the world, the Roman army. So they were different. I mean, and when the Huns came, they were as barbaric as the early Germans were. And a matter of fact, in a book, the battle that's not in our list, and maybe if we had 25 battles, would have been on. Most people know it as the Battle of Chalons.
Jim, can I stop you? I got to take a break. I've got a ton of questions to ask you. I want to tell our listeners, we're talking to James Lacy. The book is Moment of Battle, The 20 Clashes That Changed the World. Fascinating book. If you have any interest in history at all, you can get the book off our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. We're going to take a little pause. I want to come back and talk about Midway, some current battles with Jim Lacy. So stay with us, freshen up your coffee. And we'll be right back on the Common Sense Show.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
True or false? Some contractors do business illegally without even knowing it.
It's true. I'm Stephen Klein, chairman of NAPAC, the National Association of Professionally Accredited Contractors. We help contractors operate their businesses properly to avoid government or private fines and lawsuits.
So someone may think their contract is legal, but it may not be?
That's right. The laws constantly change and it's hard to keep up with. NAPAC constantly monitors the laws state by state. We have the documents contractors need to operate safe and sound.
Why not just go to a lawyer?
You could, but most don't understand how home improvement really works. At NAPAC, we have the forms, guides, and agreements contractors need, approved by the nation's top remodeling law firm.
And now NAPAC will review any home improvement contract for basic compliance for free?
Absolutely free, but for a limited time only.
Scan both sides of your contract and email it to info@napac.net. info@napac.net. For a free confidential contract review, info@napac.net.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Talking about a riveting book that puts into perspective so much of how important major battles are in the world. Moment of Battle, the 20 Clashes That Changed the World, James Lacy and William Murray. And Jim Lacy's joining us here right now. Jim, can I ask you this? Let's bring it a little bit more current, if we can, and talk about some of the battles that hit home to some older people in particular. Let's go back to World War II and Midway. There's been so many movies, and every time there is a special Veterans Day, Memorial Day, we always hear so much about Midway. Japanese Navy against the American Navy. How important was that battle?
It was the turning point of the war. Now, me and my co-author argued over which battle we were going to use, and there was some dispute that maybe we should use Pearl Harbor, because once we came into the war, the conclusion was determined. You said, well, maybe, you know, a lot of people will, some people say that, some people won't see it. There could have been a negotiated settlement at some point, but you know, losing the fleet was not how we wanted to start the books, the stories of World War II. So we Midway was selected because up until Midway, mid 1942, the Japanese had their own way in the Pacific. They wiped out all the French and British forces in the area. The Netherlands was set back on its heels. They had occupied all of Indonesia. They were threatening Australia. They had sunk the most good portion of our Pacific fleet. And then all of a sudden at Midway, which, you know, some people would say is further proof that God is an American, along with the Battle of New Orleans, maybe, a couple of our carriers destroyed the four enemy aircraft carriers that were coming to, you know, seize Midway. That would allow them to dominate the Central Pacific. From that point on, you know, there was a lot of hard fighting. The Japanese were never able to launch a major offensive action in the Pacific. They were on the defense, and we were on the offense. And think of what right. That means. I mean, it's only 6 months since Pearl Harbor, and seeing our fleet sunk, and already we have turned the tide of battle. And we only had one carrier, maybe two, I forget, left at the end of this, but by, you know, 1945, there's almost two dozen Essex-class carriers and probably 50 or 60 other carriers out there. The Japanese fleet has been destroyed. The Yamamoto went out in a suicide mission, their great battleship with the 18-inch guns that was the, every country, every navy feared this ship. When it finally made its final lunge, it was assaulted literally by hundreds of planes for hours before, taking it apart. And Midway made all that happen. Made us a Pacific
Power. Well, let me ask you this. I'm asking some elementary questions I think are in the minds of not just myself and my listeners, but, you know, our wars going on in Iraq and Afghanistan, you got some, you know, crazy terrorists that we're trying to clean out to bring peace to the country, and we can kind of understand that. But I wonder what goes through the minds of the leaders of a country like Japan. Number one, they got to import so much of what they use. You know, they don't have any oil or gas. They don't have any natural resources. And so I could see flexing your muscle and wanting to gather more territory, say, throughout Asia. They want to grow like the Romans did, and you can benefit from that by bringing in food and other natural resources and feeding off that and growing. But what would go through the minds of someone like the Japanese in a number of these battles that would let you take on, you know, threatening Australia and then taking on Pearl Harbor and building, you know, I mean, what do you gain by that? I mean, do they actually think they could control the entire Western world by taking on something like that? It seems like in the long run, something like that just doesn't make sense. So where some of the smaller battles you can understand. But to me, what was their thought process did you find in your studies and other battles like that when you just bite off too much, way too much?
Well, when it comes to Japan, the United States, or anyone against the United States, there's always a tendency for whoever challenges us to get it wrong. They just don't understand the American psyche, the American mental makeup. Japan had hoped, in Japan's case, they had hoped to build a chain of barrier islands heavily fortified that we would batter against uselessly for a period of time, and then we would negotiate a settlement, letting them keep what they have. They had no conception that after Pearl Harbor and how we viewed Pearl Harbor, that we would fight this war to the very end and bring, you know, up to and including nuclear, you know, atomizing two of their major cities. Similarly, I assure you, I can almost guarantee you, that bin Laden, when he took down the World Trade Centers, was expecting to get, you know, hit with a whole bunch of cruise missiles and a bunch of empty camps or near empty camps. He had no idea that we would follow Al-Qaeda to the ends of the earth and hunt him for another decade, you know, ruthlessly hunt him until, you know, we could finally kill him. They just don't know what the red line is for the United States. Japan knew it could not win the war. You know, one of their admirals said, I could guarantee you victories for 6 months and then nothing. Another admiral said, I feel we have awoken a giant we cannot possibly hope to defeat. So there were people in Japan in very senior places who said this is not a good idea. But the march to folly continues and will always continue. And it's unfortunate that people outside of the United States cannot make those rational judgments about how we're going to react. Maybe they would not have done some of the things they did if they could have forced them on the final ending.
Yeah, if you look at it, you know, if you're a real historian or you're a social observer and you look at the successes in business, for example, the dominant commitment, the drive that takes place that builds giant corporations, the effort that goes into creating super sports stars, the efforts across the board in terms of inventions, there's a special motivation, a huge commitment that certainly you find in other countries, but in the vast numbers that you find more in the United States, that certainly goes to the military. So now bring it up home to me, Jim, in terms of Operation Peach. You felt one of the most definitive battles in your book was a battle that took place over the Euphrates River involving the Iraq War. Tell us about that. Why do you think that was such a prominent event to put in the book?
Well, that was the battle that brought Saddam's forces, Saddam's hold on power to a complete end. I mean, it was where we broke through on a river line they expected to hold for a long period of time and cause us enough casualties that we would say, all right, we've taught them a lesson, let's negotiate now and let's call it quits. Once we broke through the at the Euphrates, then one brigade took the airport, and then Colonel Perkins, now Lieutenant General Perkins' brigade, went downtown. The regime collapsed. The regime was finished from that point on. Why it's crucial, it remains to be seen. As I start that chapter, a lot of people say, how do you know that's a decisive battle that's going to change history? You know, as Tao Zemin said when asked about the French Revolution, you know, what were the effects of the French Revolution, that 200 years later, he said, you know, it's still too early to tell. But it's still, you know, for Operation Objective Peach, Caesar of Objective Peach, and what we did in Iraq, the final results are too early to tell. But what we have seen is it's kicked off an entire dynamo effect within the entire Middle East. You know, with us now seeing Iran, not Iraq, as our primary strategic enemy. What you see happening in Syria, what, you know, what's dominating the headlines in Egypt. The Arab nations were in stasis for almost 600 years as headed slowly to what I think is a civilizational collapse. Our actions in the Middle East, of which Iraq is a big part of it, have accelerated that in one way, in one or two ways or another. I mean, right
we
now,
might have delayed it. Yeah, we might have delayed it by shoring up so many of these dictators for 50 years, but you're saying it was inevitable. It was going to the chaos is going to happen anyway.
Yeah, I think this is where the big sweep of history does matter. I mean, right now, if I was an analyst and looking at Iraq and everything else that's going on, you see two giant civil wars in the Arab world. One is the Shia-Sunni civil war between it's an internal Islamic civil war. And then you see a separate gigantic fight of the secularists versus the Islamicists. The secularists looking forward and trying to modernize, the Islamicists looking backwards, and
right.
You know, 7th century. Civil Wars. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Got to take the top of the news with fascinating book, Moment of Battle, The 20 Clashes That Changed the World. You can get it off our website at www.jimbrownusa.com, Amazon, or any of the book sites. Jim Lacy, thanks for being on the show today. Hope we can have you back again and talk about the next 20 big battles.
All right. Well, thank you very much for having me.
All right, take care. Going to get the top of the news right here with you. Come on back and we'll talk about our Civil War. Lots more on the Common Sense Show, jimbrownusa.com.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there will really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you will be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.